1 Kings chapter 15, we're going to read three verses, verse 11 through verse 13. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And this is what I want you, the things that he did that were right in the eyes of the Lord. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land. Now that's how it's done. And removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah, his mother. Even her he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. Do you see that? How different this is from the society we now find ourselves in. And I guess every country, except maybe some countries in Africa, where at least they have enough sense to put the Sodomites out of the land. Okay? We've Sodomites, we've idols, and we've dysfunctional families all about us. And yet to be right in the eyes of God, we're to put the Sodomites out of the land. And we're to destroy the idols and false religions, and we're to keep our homes in order. Pretty simple. And he said, did that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. And if you consider just those three precepts, I'd say you're living pretty right. Just those three things. We just read how the Methodists are, they accept any sexual, how foolish, accept any sexual orientation. Well, in truth, there's only one sexual orientation. It's a man with a woman. It's God's creation, okay? Now, there's one thing that he said he took his mother from being queen. Now listen, family is never an excuse to disobey God. And it's probably the main excuse that folks use. Nor is so-called political correctness or anything that may come between us and God. He tells us, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. And that could be a son, it could be a daughter, could be a father, could be a mother, could be a brother, could be a sister. I've had to make some of these very hard decisions in my life concerning family. The hardest of choices to be made, family. In order to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, I told you I'm coming after the husbands this morning. But one in this life with special privilege. Y'all hear me? I've only got one in this life that has special privilege. And she alone, is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. One flesh, joined by God. So you husbands, listen. If you husbands cannot throw your wife the keys to your life, do you hear me? Then you're out of order. And you're not one. You may have a wife, but you're not one. If you can't throw her the keys to the car, keys to the house, keys to the land, keys to your children, keys to your business, if you can't throw that woman the keys to everything in your life, then you're out of order. And you're yet to be one. You're two. You'd do well to read of the woman of Proverbs 31. We won't take the time. I'm going to quote a verse here shortly from it. But other than that, I hope you're all familiar with it. Am I the head? Absolutely. I've only got one body. I've only got one head, you see. But if you think the rest of this body doesn't have rights, you don't know anything about your body. And they're all at her disposal, including the head. My head thinks, okay, better do something. My arm hurts. You see, same principle. I've no more any hidden keys from her than I have with God. Now, you men, you need to get that. The Bible says no man ever yet hated his own flesh. And that's the illustration that God uses to take care of the woman, of the wife. Okay? That's husband and wife. That's not father. It's not mother. It's not son. And it's not daughter. Do you hear me? And I've seen women and I've seen men. I've seen them take the side of the child over the spouse. And it's wrong. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Not the kids, not the parents, not the brothers, not the sisters. There are two people involved there. Husband and the wife. You hear me? Now, there's a very key word here. The word cleave. I find very few with understanding of this precept. Of the man cleaving to his wife. We have some tyrannical men. They think, well, the wife should cleave. He said, the man cleaves to his wife. You know, I've never met a woman didn't like a hug. Doesn't mean that much to us guys. Well, maybe to some, I don't know. But I know it means something to that woman. There's something very special when you wrap your arms around that woman. And you just hold her. You see. If you're in Christ and you've been born again of His Spirit, this concept is crystal clear. Because that's what He does when you become His. And He is in me and He operates through me. If you have the idea that you cleave to Him instead of Him to you, then you have no understanding of the new creature. This is very important. It's so basic and so few people get it, you see. I'm not in Him. He's in me. He's the head, and as such, He cleaves to me. Do you see? Did He not leave father and mother to do such? Of course He did. Did He not provide talents and give me dominion? Of course He did. Being head does not entail keeping the wife in darkness. He brought me into the light. Bring your woman into the light. I have no secrets from her. Sometimes I think I tell her too much. She's not the little woman at home. I'm not Christ's little guy down here on earth, kept in the dark. I've got this whole book. We're hearing it. We're reading it right now. He's total headship. But has He not given you and I, those of us in Christ, life, liberty, pursuits, talents, responsibility? Of course He has. Do you see? There's nothing in my life or business that she's not in on. Nothing. How can there be if we're one? If you keep your wife in the dark on any issue, if you deny her any key or aspect of your life, then you're not only being dishonest with her, you're being dishonest with yourself. If you're one. if you're one. Is there anything your head doesn't know about the rest of your body? The rest of the body knows the head too. Do you see? Once had a man in our church with what's called a prenuptial agreement. He's the only one I've ever had in the church that had that. And it surprised me. Because he wasn't the type of man that I expected that from. How absurd. A prenuptial agreement. That man is in every aspect of biblical principle not married. Did y'all know that? Because they're not one. He's held something back from that woman. You see? Well, she's not getting this. He's already set himself in business. He's already set himself up for failure. You see? I don't even think they sleep together. Two don't stay two in a godly marriage. If you can't trust her or throw her the keys to all you possess, then don't marry her. That's really a great criteria right there. And I don't care if you're the 70-year-old millionaire with a 20-year-old wife and she doesn't have anything. If you can't marry her and give it all to her, then don't marry her. Because you're not becoming one. You have but a natural, carnal relationship. When God saved me, I became one who represents Christ. I used to preach about it. I saw the moon this morning, that beautiful full moon, and I remember so well preaching at the old tabernacle about that, how that moon reflects the true light, and how, remember the perfect ground mirror in the lighthouse reflected that true light. It represents the true light. That's almost beyond comprehension, and it's certainly supernatural, as is a man and a woman in holy matrimony. Sadly, few are such. I've told folks, I keep thinking it's going to change, but in over 70 years on this earth, I can probably still name all that I've ever met that I consider one on one hand. I'm sure there were more, I'm telling you, that were just readily apparent. These two are one. Sadly, few are such. I find that they are not only not one, but most of them have never been born again of the Spirit of God. And you can't understand this principle. You have to understand that to understand this principle. No understanding of the supernatural principle of being one in Christ Jesus. Marriages reveal much of the man, and marriages reveal much of the woman. The home reveals almost everything. I told you, the old preacher always said, give me 48 hours or 24 hours in a man's home. I'll tell you, the only difference I can find to that is I don't think it'll take that long. I can usually find out just about everything I need to know about folks in 5 or 10 minutes if I can sit down with them. You see? We sing the song, Trust and Obey. I trust her. She obeys me. Pretty good deal, you see? I trust Christ and I obey Christ, okay? But in a sense, he's placed a trust in me by delegation, as I have in her. He has entrusted me with the gospel. How should they preach? A preacher, except they be called, except they be sent, you see? As I've spoken many times, a godly marriage is the closest illustration of the new birth that I find upon this earth. Would you give your wife all that you have? Now, I mean that. Would you give her all that you have? Your house. You know whose name's on that house? Her name's on that house. Your property. You know whose name's on this property? Her name is on this property. Both names on, but her name's on there. Something happens to me. Something happens to her. Her name is on this property. All the possessions. And you better consider that. Your land, your property. And that's why there's so many divisions. Let me tell you something. You give them that land and property. If you got a good woman and you're one, they'll be loyal to you for the rest of your life. You know why? They have skin in the game. And I know so many, and they never let their wife have any skin in the game. Told that fellow the other day, I said, I learned this from the horse whisperer. Sometimes you got to let the horse win. You know, I had a stallion, he just didn't want to turn left. He didn't want to spin left for all the money in the world. You could whoop him, he'd spin right. You see? And if your answer is no, that you've not given this to your wife, then you've got a marriage problem. Y'all hear me? You've got a marriage problem. I'm here in Christ's kingdom, and he's given me dominion. He's given me talents, and he's directed me to make gain. Oh, I told you I was going to quote one verse from Proverbs 31. That'd be verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Amen. Amen. Are we not such before the Lord? Isn't that what God expects of you and I, what Christ expects? We're those of us that are in Christ, that are the bride of Christ. So how does this apply to our text? In all ways, we are to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. The hard choices. Hear me. There are no sodomites or idolaters in my family. You hear that? If they are against God, they're against me. What of a spouse as such? We've had cases like that. 1 Corinthians 7 makes clear that the believing spouse is not in bondage under such cases.
They'd be the same as plucking your eye out, right?
Plucking your eye out. You see, there's no excuses to those that are in Christ. They are to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. But family is key. If a man can't rule his own house, the Bible says he can't take care of the church of God. If he can't rule his own house. Like I said, this in no way takes away from headship. It adds to it. Are you married or simply living together? I've got a will, and it states one thing. There's one benefactor in my will. Did you know that Christ's will, as far as I'm concerned, only has one benefactor? Told you, it's wonderful if you're a benefactor, but that doesn't mean anything if I'm not the benefactor. You see? It's all hers. And if I can't trust her with it, you know what I've got? Concubine. You know what I believe most marriages are? Concubines. You know what I believe most that make profession of faith are? Concubines. Concubines. Is that your relationship with the Lord? A wife and word only, yet two? That's the way I found most in the church. If your marriage is such, perhaps you're not one, with either Christ or your wife. Who makes two one? Only God. Only God. He said Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. He put the Sodomites out of the land, got rid of the idols, said, Mama, you ain't queen. You're not doing right. Pretty good advice. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord.